18. Unless you fail.
What the hell are you doing, Grammaticus?
Ol yells.
What I'm supposed to do, Ol?
John growls back, his teeth gritted, his weapon aimed at Acte's head.
I'm looking after you, watching your back. I've got them, both of them.
Acte groans, flopping over into a fetal position on the oil-spotted rockcrete.
Stay down,
John tells her, the gun still aimed. He snatches a sidelong look at Ol.
I had to wait until we were inside. Don't look at me like that. I know how dangerous she is. Alpharius told me all about it. I know full well how dangerous she is, says Ol, glaring at John in dismay. She pretty much told me herself.
John sniffs and nods.
Did she? Well, this is how it has to go.
He glances at the others. They're all staring at him in shock, all except Kat, who has collapsed into Crank's arms. She's twitching and shivering.
Sorry, Kat, John calls out. Side damper. It was the only way, and there was no time to warn you.
He looks back at Ol.
Just say the word, he says.
The word?
Come on, Ol. She's too dangerous to live. Just say the word.
For God's sake, John, says Ol.
I don't want you to shoot her.
Really?
Knowing what you know? I know she was sent to help us. So she claims.
Erda co-opted her for a reason, says Leetoo quietly. Her, and Alpharius too. She brought us all together because we need each other.
Yeah,
says John.
Well, I have the greatest respect for your lovely mistress, Astartes, but I don't think she knows everything. This Acte woman has an agenda of her own.
Of course I do, Acte gasps. And I haven't hidden it.
Turn that thing off, John, says Ol. Ol, turn it off. You've got a gun on her. Let her speak.
John hesitates. With a scowl, he crouches and deactivates the damper. He keeps the gun trained on Acte's skull the whole time.
This is a mistake, he says. My life's just one long series of those, says Ol.
He looks at Acte. She's risen on all fours, panting as she tries to clear her head.
I'm giving you a chance, says Ol. The things you've said, I'm not going to lie, they scare me. I think you're crazy. But I also trust Erda's insight. She believes we need you. She steered you to us. So I'm not just going to kill you. Talk, please.
Acte raises her head. She rocks back and sits on her heels, trying to regain her breath.
I'm the failsafe, she says.
What does that even mean? Snaps John.
Ol raises a hand to shut him up.
Explain that, says Ol.
There are too many variables, says Acte. Even you admit you're not sure what you're going to do when the time comes. Erda was providing options and opportunities. Alpharius was the way in. I'm the failsafe.
If this goes wrong, Ol begins.
If this goes wrong,
she nods.
If you fail to deliver. And I swear, I have no idea why she has any faith whatsoever in you and your rabble. But I trust her insight too, just like you. She is the future we might have had. She saw the dangers long in advance, but she was shut out and silenced. She sent me to help you, old person. I intend to fulfill that obligation. Help you in any way I can. I have demonstrated that intent already. Whatever I believe, I won't impose it on you.
Unless I fail, says Ol.
Unless you fail. If you can't achieve what you set out to achieve, then, and only then, I'll take my own measures. If Horus, as I believe, is too potent for any of us, even the Emperor himself, then I will try things my way.
Harness him, John says. Harness the damn warp?
If I can, she replies. Perhaps I can't, but I will certainly try, and I have an unrivaled insight. Whatever Horus was is long gone. He is an instrument now, a very powerful one, but an instrument no more or less. Instruments exist to be used,
Oh, 'cause it's that simple, John sneers.
She slowly rises to her feet. John's aim follows her up and never wavers from her head.
There are two sides in this, old person,
she says, turning her face towards all.
That is the nature of war. Two sides must be defeated or persuaded to alter course in order for this conflict to end. That, or the galaxy and our species burn. You, all, are the weapons sent to stop the Emperor. If you succeed, you may be enough. But if you fail, I am the weapon sent to stop Horus.
John starts to laugh.
Shit, Al, he says. Are you swallowing any of this?
Al shakes his head wearily.
Your words have a ring of truth, he says to Acte, even if John can't hear it. But we've come a long way and we're tired, and I can't see how we can trust you. You could be lying. You could be saying what you think we want to hear. You might even be telling the truth, but only because there's a gun to your head. The moment John puts away that preposterous handgun, you could turn on us.
So you're saying I should shoot her? John asks.
Shut up, John, Al sighs.
I'm sorry you don't trust me,
says Acte.
So am I, says Al.
But I understand. Our views of the cosmos are very different. Perhaps that's why Erda drew us together.
Perhaps. But I still see no way of trusting you from here on.
There is a way, says Leetu quietly.
Al glances at him.
There is a way, Leetu repeats. A safeguard. A way of keeping watch on her thoughts in case she tries to deceive us.
Go on.
It would be demanding. An unpleasant hardship.
The Astartes looks over at Kat, who is beginning to stand unaided, her hand shaking.
A psychanic link. The witch lets the girl watch her thoughts, one mind open to the other. The girl would act as a leash. If the witch even thinks of behaving contrary to your wishes, we'll know. Likewise, if the witch tries to hide her thoughts, the girl will know that too. She can warn us.
Leetu stares at Kat.
It's a big ask, I realize, he says.
I'll do it,
Kat says without hesitation.
Kat, says Al.
I will do it. I'll watch her like a hawk.
She steps forward and glares pugnaciously at Acte.
Well, you call it,
she says.
Let you into my mind,
Acte replies, a look of mild disgust on her face.
Let you in? To see everything?
It's that, says Kat, or Grammaticus pops you in the forehead. Acte lifts her hand sharply.
If you let me finish, girl,
she hisses.
The idea is repulsive. My mind is my own, and I shudder at the thought of some grubby urchin ransacking my secrets and my memories. But my comfort is not the issue. There is far too much at stake. If that's what it will take for you to trust me, old person, so we may continue, so be it.
Wait, says John. She's talking about trust. There is no trust in this. She could falsify her thoughts, wall off parts of her mind.
I could do all those things, says Acte. But I won't, Grammaticus. That's the point. I need your trust. I have nothing to hide.
She turns her face towards Al.
Well?
She asks.
Do you trust me? Do you want to trust me?
Al thinks for a moment. He walks over to Kat and hugs her tight.
Don't do this if you don't want to, he whispers. It will be a lot. It will be unpleasant.
It's all right,
she whispers back, resting her head on his chest.
I think I finally worked out why I'm here.
Kat pulls away from him and faces Acte.
Go on,
she says. Acte smiles. It is not a comforting smile.
As you wish, child,
she replies. She dips her head slightly. Cat blinks, and she lets out a little gasp. Ol can tell that the contact is immediately distressing, but Cat breathes hard and clenches her fists, determined not to show on her face the horror flooding her mind.
There,
she says with some effort.
Not so hard. Not so bad.
She tries to flash a smile at Ol, but it's more of a grimace.
What happens now? Asks Sibes.
Ol crosses to John, places his hand on the top of John's gun, and gently pushes his aim down. John scowls at him, then submits and tucks the weapon away.
Oh, this is a mistake, Ol, he says quietly. Like I said,
I had them both. I won't get that chance again. You understand this is why I'm here, don't you?
To make amends for things you did or should have done in other lives.
Oh, yeah, that, says John. Whatever. Ol, I threw my lot in with you to protect you. To get you where you need to be, that's all. You have to let me do that.
Ol nods.
I mean it, says John. Let me look after you. Let me get you there. Stop overruling me. I don't have your scruples, Ol. Your moral compass. Let me do the dirty work so your hands stay clean. Damn it, I should have just shot her.
Well, don't ask my opinion, then.
I won't, says John. Next time I won't. Stay out of my way. I'll just do what needs to be done to save your sorry ass. No consultation. I won't give you the chance to talk me out of it.
Fine.
Fine. Because you can talk your way out of anything.
That, says Ol, is basically what I'm counting on.
John snorts in disdain. He picks up the damper, drops it back in the kit bag, and looks over at the motionless Alpharius.
Right, he says to Acte. Free him.
I'm sorry,
Acte replies.
I know about the code word, the preconditioning, the path you've set him on against his will. Change Orpheus. Abort it. Switch it to something else.
I can't,
she says.
Don't give me that. Switch it to Xenophon. Let him be his own man.
I repeat, John Grammaticus, I can't.
She can't, says Cat. She's not lying. Once 20th Legion plan conditioning is triggered, it can't be undone.
It can only be revoked by Alpha Legion auto-hypnotics, a deep neural process that is quite outside my expertise,
says Acte.
I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do about it.
You can activate the poor bastard, but you can't shut him down again?
Acte doesn't reply. Cat, wide-eyed with worry, nods on her behalf.
Shit, says John. You utter... shit!
He claps his hand to his head and stares at the floor.
John?
Ol asks.
Get them moving, Ol. Get them all moving. Leto, take point. I'll be right behind you.
They all look at him, then start to move away across the chamber towards the distant hatch. John blows out a breath to settle himself, and then walks over to the unmoving Pesh. He stands facing the frozen giant, so Pesh can see him.
I'm sorry, he says. Truly. Now don't try to answer, just listen. You know I can't take that thing off you. Not with you coded the way you are. You know I can't risk it. I'm sorry it's played out like this. I know you'll get out of it. You'll find a way. I don't know. Maybe micro-movement over a period of weeks or months. You'll finally deactivate it and take it off. You people are good at that sort of thing. But I can't take it off you now. I know you understand why.
Pesh makes no response.
So, says John with a shrug. Sorry. If I get a chance, you know, afterwards, if there is an afterwards, I'll come back, I swear. I'll come back and unlock it. Just don't move in the meantime. And if I don't get the chance, well, like I said, sorry. Not the way I wanted it to go.
The Astartes remains utterly silent.
Right,
says John.
Well, goodbye, Pesh.
He turns and walks away after the others. The Alpharius is still standing there, motionless, long, long after they have gone, and the hatch has closed behind them.